Is that loud?
Oh, these stupid headphones.
We have to get a more professional start to the podcast.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
It's a podcast.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their longboards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
Oh, God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Woo!
Man, I feel like this huge weight has been lifted from my shoulders.
Something was burdening you?
Yeah. First of all, I had a stress dream last night. I just had one of those dreams that, and I'm not going to go into detail because nobody enjoys that, but it's like, it was one of those, I have to get my garage door repaired. It's not working properly. And I booked an appointment and it was one of those things where I was dreaming about the appointment, but I was a block down the street and I could see the service van had pulled into my driveway to fix my garage door. But for some reason I couldn't get home. And
that's the guy most just boring thing I've ever heard.
I know, but the guy just drove away. And then I had to book a new appointment to get my garage door fixed. Like that. I woke up at like 3 o'clock this morning and I was sweating thinking about it. And then it was one of those things. Oh, thank God. Thank God. It was just a dream. That was terrible.
That's when you know things. You maybe need to spice things up in your life.
Are you saying that my life is boring? Well, let me tell you this.
Your dreams are about garage door repair.
Well, the reason I felt, this is another topic altogether, but I've been feeling anxious for the past week or so because they put one of those signs up in my neighborhood that tells you your streets are going to be cleaned and swept on the week of April, blah, whatever it was. So for that week, you're like, don't park on the street. Do not park in front of my house. If an Amazon van pulls up in front of your house, you're like, get out of here. Because you don't want to be the house where the street sweeper comes by and then he has to do the wide arc around the parked vehicle and everyone can see, oh yeah, you're the moron who didn't get his car off the street.
That happened to me a couple years ago. A neighbor parked in front of my house and left their car there.
That is infuriating.
It wasn't even mine.
Yeah.
It wasn't even my car. And I had for months, yeah, the outline of their car just filled with gravel right in front of my house.
Yeah, you could go out there and you could sweep all that gravel up and shovel it up and put in it. But then where do you put it? Like, where do you put all that crud?
And I don't want to be the guy in the neighborhood out there with a broom sweeping up the street.
Yeah.
Like, that ain't going to be me. So, I was livid.
So anyway, yesterday afternoon, I got home and I'm eating my lunch and all of a sudden I can hear the whir of the street sweepers coming. And I jumped up and sprinted across my house and I looked out the front window, all clear. Nobody parked in front of my house. So
bullet dodged.
Oh, my God. This is like the most boring thing I've ever talked about, I think.
What? No. What? Do you think it would be satisfying to drive one of those?
Oh, yeah.
Street sweepers? How fast can they go?
It's weird when you see a street sweeper on a freeway and it's doing like highway speed. Like they lift the brush broom things up and it just goes like a regular vehicle. Like, it's always shocking.
Do you think they could effectively clean a street while going 100?
I don't know that it would do a great job.
I want to see it tested.
A high-speed street clean.
Yeah. Instead of it taking weeks to clean the city, we can knock it out in a couple days.
Yeah. Just convert a bunch of race cars into street sweepers.
Yeah.
That'd work. I don't know. It looks like one of those. It almost looks like a very relaxing job. You just sort of sit, but you got to drive. Sometimes they're sitting on the wrong side. It's got two steering wheels and you're sitting on the wrong side of the vehicle.
And then, yeah, like you said, those jokers who don't move their car.
Oh, you got to do the wide arc around them. But you know what would be the ultimate and satisfying, soothing jobs? Working in a shopping mall in the middle of the night, driving the floor cleaner.
The floor Zamboni.
Would that be something else?
That would be fun. Every now and again, you see them like at West Edmonton Mall in the middle of the day and they have to dodge families and all that stuff. But at night when there's no one around?
That is my one day when I finally run out of radio track and it's time to do something else, I will go apply for a job. If that job started at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, call me up. That would be, I could do that job.
That would be pretty fun.
Yeah. I already keep those hours. Might as well keep going.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Solving the world's problems one podcast at a time.
Yeah, that was boring.
No. Tell us more about your garage door dream.
Wow. Do you want me to go into excruciating detail? You know who would get it? You know who would get it? The Lube City people.
They do have...
They got those huge overhead doors, and I bet you they, from time to time, have trouble with them.
Yeah. You're probably right.
Yeah, and they probably have nightmares about the door not opening.
I did go to a Lube City one, and their door, it was in the middle of winter. And they couldn't close the door. 'Twas chilly in there.
Oh, and they had to work in there?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be rough. But anyway, go ask them about their garage door dreams. They'll tell you all about it. But they won't make it boring like I did. Whew. Anyway, Lube City, they've got 27 locations in Alberta. Do the math on that. Say the average place probably has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 overhead doors per building multiplied by 27. Oh, that's a lot of overhead doors. Anyway, 27 locations. Find the one nearest you at lubecity.ca.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Just two guys watching the world go by.
Is this entire country on fire or is it just us?
I feel like it's just Edmonton. Everything here is on fire all of the time.
You have questions? Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly have answers.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
We were talking about you used to be able to smoke at McDonald's. Do you remember that or are you too young?
I was around when you could still smoke in restaurants. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
They had these little metal ashtrays that were kind of disposable, I think. I wonder how many garbage can fires started there. And somebody said, oh, yeah, I started one. I was working at McDonald's doing a kid's birthday party. I threw the sparkler off of the cake into the garbage.
Oops. That's a McWhoopsie.
That's good stuff. Maybe we should discuss that one time you started a fire. I don't know. All these stories will likely be the same.
The thing about starting a fire at a children's birthday party is you can't just calmly put it out and pretend like it never happened.
No. You get a whole George Costanza thing going. Remember that?
Yes. You're shoving people out of the way.
Fire! How about this one? My childhood parties were a blast. My mom always had a theme. My most memorable one was my hobo party.
Oh, boy.
That'll Are we allowed to say that?
That'll get you canceled in 2024.
Everyone came dressed as hobos. We had a fire pit in the yard with the old cast iron pot making chili on the fire. Hot dogs, of course.
Amazing.
She even found old tin cups. She made the best games, too. The goodie bags were sticks with handkerchiefs.
Amazing.
It was the best birthday ever. I miss her dearly. Kelly.
Oh, that's so good.
That's awesome. But
yeah, if you ever want to run for political office or anything like that.
Oh, no. The pictures from your hobo party, that's what's going to bring you down.
People are going to post and share the photos from your past. And
were there fingerless gloves in the goodie bags?
Wow.
Man.
That's pretty awesome.
And I feel like just for reading this on the radio, I am now going to get canceled.
Oh, yeah.
So
how dare you laugh at that?
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
You actually started a fire because you played with matches and you burnt your mattress. You actually started a fire and you burnt your house down, got rescued in your nightgown.
I just off the top of my head.
Wow, got rescued in your nightgown.
Uh-huh.
That's good. That was real good.
Was it?
It was.
Oh, thank you.
Better than the original.
Hot take. Man, apparently, have you ever started anything on fire?
Not really. No, I don't think I have. Just
the hearts of your lovers.
But no, I have not.
Somebody said, this is from Amy. I accidentally lit my mattress on fire. There we go.
Beautiful.
I accidentally lit my mattress on fire when I was 8 or 9 years old. I wanted to try to pop a popcorn kernel with a blow dryer. The kernel kept rolling off of the plastic chair in my bedroom, so I had the bright idea to put the kernel on my mattress and trap it with the blow dryer. 2 minutes later, I'm screaming for my sisters, bring me water. Okay, so Amy, congratulations. You lit a mattress on fire.
Hey, sometimes you got to learn a lesson the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been there. We've all wondered if we could pop a kernel with a hairdryer before.
This is from Lori. Good morning, Garner and Bryce. I worked as a supervisor at the Golden Oak in Winnipeg. Ah, the Golden Oak.
Beautiful. It's one of the must-see spots in Winnipeg.
I came out with a cake and 90 lit candles, and the birthday lady shouted, "Your fingers are on fire!" Who knew nail polish was that flammable?
Ooh.
That's from Lori.
Wow.
Did they still eat the cake? You have to wonder, did they eat the cake after your nail polish caught on fire?
Oh, man. I couldn't imagine your nails catching on fire.
Anyway, that's going to do it for a brand new segment called You Actually Started a Fire.
You actually started a fire. Because you played with matches and you burned your mattress. You actually started a fire. And you burned your house down, got rescued in your nightgown.
I think it's going to catch on.
The nightgown's my favorite part.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
This is from Meg. Mattress fire story? Well, yes, please. This is your, we're your go-to. Like, if you've ever burnt anything down, this is the place where you tell your story. Mattress fire story. When my mom was first dating my dad, she bought his little brother a Christmas gift. It was not what he wanted, so he went upstairs and lit his mattress on fire.
Mm-hmm. Reasonable response.
His dad and one of the other boys had to throw the mattress out the window to avoid the whole room going up in flames.
Yikes.
Wow.
That's one way to be introduced to the family.
Yeah.
Someone doesn't like their gift, so they light their mattress on fire?
Well, yeah, I guess that's one way to, that's one reaction.
That's one way to handle the situation.
Anyway, let's, we can do a bit more of this on
You actually started a fire. Cause you played with matches and you burnt your mattress. You actually started a fire. And you burnt your house down, got rescued in your nightgown.
Okay, the rescued in your nightgown line is starting to come around on me a bit.
It's right up there with the Fall Out Boy cover.
Oh, yeah, it is.
They're
the same
thing.
It's going to be a massive hit.
This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
I want to talk quickly about, there's a TV commercial and you see it everywhere you go, especially during hockey games. The one for Scotiabank, "You're richer than you think." Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Not specifically, no. Not.
They use Bronski Beat, Small Town Boy. Run away, run. You know, that's, well, hang on. I brought my tapes with me.
No, it's not ringing a bell.
This one right here. Just take a quick little, just, I'll play a little chunk. You'll know this. You know the one, the guy's like,
"Ever feel like what you've got, someone else has got more?"
Oh, yeah, 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 okay.
"And then someone's got more than that."
Yeah.
I do, I like the message. It's a message about gratitude, but still, it's a message from a bank. And, like, this song is from 1984. Zip it ahead to the meat and potatoes part. This part right here. You know what this song's about?
I don't. I can honestly say no.
It's about, it's a story of a young gay man who has to run away from his hometown because he's being bullied. Listen. Pushed around, kicked around.
I don't know. I didn't put much thought into that commercial. Huh. I'm not going to lie to you. Well, it was in one ear out the other.
It just seems like such an odd choice of a song for a bank to be using because the message is about cruelty. Anyway, I keep seeing the ad for it. And I see it in movie theaters, too. Everywhere you go, that ad is on. It's bizarre. I wonder if that song is going to see a is it going to get the Kate Bush bump?
I don't think so.
No?
Okay.
Am I the only one who noticed that song and how weird of a choice it is for a bank commercial?
I think you are.
Oh, okay. Well, then.
It just sounded like a song to me that was just like city nights.
Well, yes.
Running through the streets. That's what it kind of sounds
like. But that's the flavor. It's like early 80s dance club music.
Yeah, like you're running through town.
Yes.
Yeah. So no, I didn't. I
but
didn't
it's
pay
kind
a lick
of a
of attention to
bleak the message.
I couldn't. I didn't even know the name of the song.
Bronski Beat, Small Town Boy.
Yeah. No,
it was a big deal for about 15 minutes in 1984.
Well, that would explain it. No, I didn't know that. I know which commercial you're talking about.
Also, did you notice, well, you watched the anthems because we were talking about it. It goes on for far too long. It just goes on forever and ever and ever.
It's brutal. I don't even think we need the anthems. That's my hot take.
And that's, this is not a poke at Robert Clark, like the guy who said, I think he does a fantastic job, yeah. But who was the distractingly handsome middle-aged man standing right in front of him in the crowd last night? Just a total silver fox.
I didn't notice that.
I'm sure that every best haircut I've ever seen on a middle-aged guy.
Set your watch to it.
Yeah.
No, I didn't notice that. I did notice that the night before the Vancouver game, they were like, oh, look at the celebrities in the crowd. And it was like Kevin James, the King of Queens.
Uh-huh.
And then Chad Kroeger sitting directly in front of him. And you're like, oh, that's fun.
Wow.
And then last night, they're like, look who's at the Oilers game. The president of Poland.
Spectacular.
Like, what was the president of Poland doing there?
Yeah, like, that's a world leader.
And yeah. That was weird. It looked like he was having a good time.
Yeah.
It's the Gunnar Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
I got this text message. So my friends Holly and Jimmy Pietrarca, you know, the Pietrarcas of Summerside, they were at the game last night, and Holly texted me this morning, and she said, funny thing, the president of Poland was escorted by his security in the jam-packed pedway on the way out of the arena walking towards the Marriott. He didn't even get to take a secret tunnel or anything. Or they didn't even send a car and pick him up underground.
I mean, of the 18,000 people in that building, how many of them would know what the president of Poland looks like?
I think he probably could have just sort of walked out on his own. But the minute you put a security detail around somebody, then you're like,
he really highlighted it. Yeah, he could have just walked out of there. No one would have batted an eye.
You could have just put the, what do you call it? The safety vest? The Edmonton dinner jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Could have just put that on him, and he could have just walked. He would have just blended right in.
Let's toss a jersey on the guy. No one would have even
noticed. Yes, a jersey would have worked just fine. But anyway, that's kind of funny to me that a world leader just takes the pedway back to the hotel.
You're listening to the Gunnar Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
I was saying earlier that if you've watched even 10 minutes of Oilers hockey in the last month or so, you've heard this song in a commercial, this one. That Scotiabank commercial that's supposed to be all about, you know, gratitude and
you're richer than you think you are.
Exactly. I was a lonely boy. We were talking about this song earlier. It's just such a weird choice of a song for a bank commercial because you know what that song's about, right?
No clue.
Well, it's about a young gay man coming out to his parents, and his parents are like, you get out of this house, young man.
And it doesn't go very well.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
It's just kind of I would have thought that somebody at the ad agency would have put their hand up and went, excuse me, 1 second, about that song.
Yeah, did anyone actually read the lyrics?
I like that song, though. I've always liked that song. I don't know if I'm supposed to like that song, but I do. But apparently, I don't know if it has seen the Stranger Things Kate Bush bump yet, but maybe it'll get there?
I doubt it. No? I wouldn't put money on it.
Okay.
I never gave that commercial a second thought until you brought it up this morning.
Hmm.
I had no idea.
I thought everybody would have been, especially people my age, who would have been going, what? You know what that song's about? That's not a pretty song, right? Anyway, still the mystery too, unsolved. Who was the handsome silver fox standing in front of Robert Clark as he sang the anthem last night? It was like distracting. His haircut was so perfect. I don't know why I'm sort of obsessing over this, but it just seemed like, it almost looked like a Hollywood celebrity in the wild standing in front of the anthem singer in the crowd.
I didn't notice. I was too busy staring at the clock wondering why is this 8 o'clock game still doing the anthems at 8:20?
Yeah, that, I think it was it 8:26 or something like that when they finally dropped the puck?
It was so late. And yes. So I spent the whole anthem just seething. Like, why? Why can't they do this before 8 o'clock?
I don't know. It's part of the production, I guess. I don't get it. Speaking of hockey, tomorrow night, game 2. Same teams. Surprisingly enough, same 2 teams. Same building. But instead of standing outside or sitting alone at home on your couch, maybe you will be on the inside. We've got tickets for that game tomorrow morning at exactly this time. We'll just ask you a really simple question. You answer the question, and somebody, you should dress to go to the game before you go to work or school tomorrow, because you might be going straight to the game. Okay? So be here tomorrow morning at 8:30 for free tickets.
And that building was a rockin' last night.
Holy crap, was it ever. And don't wear a good hat in case there's a hat trick again. You don't want to be throwing your $50 hat on the ice.
No, bring your lawn mowing hat.
Exactly. That's the one you want to bring. Your fish cleaning hat. Anyway, 10029 if you want to text the show this morning. If you want to call Sonic, 780-423-1029. Bryce, this text came in yesterday. I feel like maybe it was intended for another morning show. I don't know, because it had nothing to do with what we were talking about. But I read it and I thought that's kind of interesting and kind of funny at the same time. It said, when my husband and I had our first house together, we decided to paint our kitchen caution yellow.
Oof.
So the brightest yellow you could ever imagine in your kitchen.
Oh, gross.
And while he was painting, I came into the kitchen and saw a really bad word written in bright yellow paint on our kitchen wall. He thought because he was painting over it, you wouldn't be able to see it, and it would be all good.
I know where this is going.
But every so often, the light catches it properly, and you can see this bad word choice on the biggest wall of our kitchen. It was lovely, and you could definitely tell we were young when this happened. Glad we don't live there anymore. I always wonder if the new people that live there ever notice.
They do, because the same, well, not quite the same, but in my house, when I moved in, one of the kids' bedrooms who lived there before, they had written on the wall in paint.
Oh.
And when I paint, it took, I don't know how many coats to go over it before you could stop seeing it. You can definitely still see it.
What did they write?
It was something, I don't know. It was like, love.
Oh.
I love you. It was something like that. It wasn't a naughty word like that one.
Yeah, I wonder. I wrote back to this person. I'm like, hey, well, out of curiosity, what was the word? And they never responded. So, do you ever do that though, Bryce, when you're painting? You know, write a word on the wall?
No, I'm too busy cutting in hard lines against the ceiling and against the trim.
Just crisp lines.
Oh, it's about freehand, no tape.
Sometimes I draw little hearts and smiley faces in the shower, like we have the glass shower.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I, you know, GA plus CA, true love. So that when my wife showers, she gets a little message from me, but she never replies. Never.
Ooh.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
We were talking about your choice of hats, too. When you go to a hockey game, you probably don't want to wear a top-tier hat, because what if Zach Hyman shows up and gets a hat trick? Then you got to throw that thing. It's the law. It's hockey law. You don't want to throw a $50 or $60 hat.
Yeah, this ain't the Kentucky Derby. You don't need to wear a giant fancy hat. Just wear what you'd wear to mow a lawn or go for a run on a hot day.
Well, look at this one. Hats at hockey games. The gentleman two rows in front of me was wearing a broad-brimmed festival hat. Looked great on him, but totally blocked sight lines for the person behind him and blocked my view of a goal. We had to ask him to take it off. Hats are great style choices, but judicious choice of headwear for hockey games is needed.
Ooh.
Fantastic game, though, Tara. Yeah, I would agree. The broad-brimmed festival hat, great at festivals. Bad at movies, bad at hockey games.
Good use of the word judicious.
Yes, I like that one, too.
That was pretty impressive.
Also, I was talking about, if you watched the national anthem last night, Robert Clark standing in the crowd, you know, the way he does playoff games. It's powerful. But there was a distractingly handsome man standing right in front of him. And I'm like, who is that guy? He's got great hair. Who is that person? This person just texted in and said, good morning, guys. I'm the guy that was standing in front of Robert Clark from last night's national anthem. Thanks for the shout out this morning. You guys are extending my 15 minutes of fame. Love you guys in the morning. Mark. Now, I wrote back, I have no way of knowing this is you, but he assures me that it is, so.
You know what I was thinking, too, during that guy singing the national anthem last night is, because he sits like, he's in the middle of all the seats where he's singing. Do they have to kick somebody out of their seat for that anthem?
I was thinking the same thing.
Or is there a guy standing right behind Robert Clark?
Oh, like, they must have to like, kick somebody to the curb.
Like they're doing some national anthem spooning type thing.
I want, okay, so Mark, if that is in fact you that we saw, the distractingly handsome middle-aged man standing in front of the anthem singer, if that is you, can you, what did they do with the person who was in that seat? Please answer the question. I need to know.
Because I know that would happen to me. Like, oh my God, he's coming in. He's going to sing the anthem right by us. And then they go like, you need to leave, loser.
Wow.
That's how I imagine they would say it to me.
You think so?
Like, hey, Uggo, get out of the camera shot.
Oh, my God. Ratings are plummeting.
I would take it very personally.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast enjoy old candy in a jar that's unlabeled. Mmm. Mystery candy.